Ireland may be one step closer to a four-day working week at full pay. It comes as the Oireachtas Committee on Enterprise, Trade and Employment has agreed to look into the idea in its draft programme. But is it really a possibility, or is a three-day weekend too good to be true? Our reporter Jill Steadman has been finding out.
So we moved from a 39-hour week over 5 days to a 36-hour week over 4 days. So yes, the day itself has gotten a little bit longer, but the week has gotten shorter.
Margaret Cox is director of the ICE Group, a recruitment and training firm based in Galway. Last year, they moved their 45 employees to a four-day week at full pay.
You work either Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you're off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or you work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we are off Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So every weekend in ICE Group is a bank holiday weekend, essentially.
For the employees at ICE, life has changed dramatically. Having the extra time to relax has been a game changer for Tom Cranley.
One of my friends even said it to me probably 3 months into the trial we were doing of the four-day week that I actually looked healthier. I didn't know how to take that at first, but I took it as a compliment at the end in that, you know, I was getting that like time away from the office, was going for more walks and cycles and runs, doing things that I wanted to do, going to visit my friends.
Before the pandemic, training manager Lourda O'Dea was spending her extra time travelling.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Pre-COVID, I had 7 cities in 9 weekends visited. So I would finish on a Thursday evening, head home, do the jobs I had to do, pack my case, off to Shannon Airport and head off for 2 nights and be back on a Sunday afternoon.
Seeing things that I may never see again.
As well as staff being happier, ICE Group has recorded an increase in productivity and a 30% boost in sales since moving to the four-day week, as Margaret Cox explains.
And I think the reason for that was a recognition, both internally and externally. Externally from our clients that, gosh, this is a very innovative, dynamic organisation and we're happy to be working with them and to be associated with them.
The 4 Day Week Ireland campaign is advocating this new model of work, which is focused on output and productivity rather than hours spent at the desk.
If you even look at some of the countries in Europe that work the longest hours, like the UK and Greece, often they have some of the lowest productivity. And then some of the countries like Denmark and the Netherlands, which work shorter working hours, achieve greater levels of productivity.
Joe O'Connor is chairperson of the group and director of campaigning at Forsa Trade Union. He believes the four-day week will replace the five-day 9-to-5 within the next decade. He explains how.
And I think that this will come about with three different dynamics. The first will be businesses showing leadership who take this risk because they can see the benefits that it can deliver for them and their employees. Trade unions like ourselves incorporating this as one of our priority bargaining areas in the years to come. And then thirdly, I think another important element will be the role of government to facilitate and support companies who want to trial and introduce a shorter working week. And then also in terms of their own role as a large employer in the public sector.
But switching to a four-day week won't be an option for every business, especially those struggling at the moment due to the pandemic.
There's a bit of a risk there in terms of, well, what happened if productivity goes down? So you have to have some kind of financial buffer to be able to manage that particular risk.
Mary Connaughton is director of the HR Learning and Development Organisation, CIPD Ireland. She says there are other issues to consider too.
But if you actually can't do it for everybody, it really raises equality issues. So if you have people who are working part-time, what does reduced hours for the same amount of pay mean for that person?
For those already enjoying the four-day week, though, like Tom Cranley at ICE, there's no looking back.
It would be a bit of a struggle, I think, to go back to a five-day work week. I have my Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, and that's time for myself.
Oh, Oh, happy days. Tom Cranley from the ICE Group ending that report by Jill Steadman.